German before I started to speak English.
Yeah? Really?
My mother was from Germany.
So at what stage did you go off to Derry? When I was 5.
Torreway, North West London, Wednesday, the 5th of May, Chof Hei Ior, Lamed Ches Lo Oime, Harav Menachem Mendel Junik, Shlita, Bechukosai, Chakiko.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Shikach, and it's a pleasure to be here. It's told that the Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Shnei Zalman, the Bala Tanya, he had two paths in life to go by. Either he was going to go to the Vilna Goyen, or he's going to go to the Mizritcha Maggid. And the Alter Rebbe said, learning, I know how to learn a little, but davening I've never really experienced. And that's when the Alter Rebbe decided, then went to Mizritcha and went to the Maggid. You know, when it comes to davening, it's called Avoida Satfila. Davening is an Avoida. It's V'chai Behem. It's something that really affects us and supposed to be a transforming experience whenever we daven. And when you take a look at Klal Yisrael, everybody davens in different ways. Some shakel more, kolatz more sitermana, some shakel less. You know, different levels of his havas that people have in davening. I remember being brought up in New York in Crown Heights in 770. The Rebbe used to stand in one place by davening like an Eved Hashem. If you look at the Stolen Chassidim, when they daven, there's a lot of Hislavas. They're kind of horror. That's really called Tzmoisi Tamarna. Bekore L'Ras Godel. In a very, very loud way. So there's a story is that there was a Stolen Chassid who was traveling somewhere. Went somewhere on business or went to stay in some town. So he came to the local shul and he told the Rav, he said, look, Hezach Tzu. He says, I'm a Stolen Chassid. And when I daven, it's Bekore L'Ras Godel. You know, there's a lot of Hislavas and it's heard and it's seen. So I hope it's okay if I can daven the way I daven, as I usually do. Imagine if you were the Rav, what would you answer?
No problem.
So the Rav said no. The Rav said no. He said, please, you daven here. Fit into Minigam Mokim, daven like everybody else. Anyways, he said, fine. Came to daven, he sits down, and he really focuses himself, and he tries to keep within himself. But the time he came to Baruch Sha'amar, it started already, he started warming up. And he started diving louder, and the people sitting around him could actually start hearing how the Stolen Chassid is waking up. And then it came to Baruch David, Yishtabach, and Birchus Kedushma, and by Kriya Shema already the Stolen Chassid was Bekor Ras Godel. He davened like he was back at home. Mamish, everything. So he finished davening, and then the Rav approached him. So he said, Rav, I want to ask Mechila. I know you told me not to do it. So the Rav says, no, I'm coming to give you a Yashikoyach. He says, why Yashikoyach? Why thank you? He said to him as follows. When you came to me and said, I'm planning to daven in a certain way, I said, no. You know, it's not like, so you put a few cents in and it just happens. I'm planning to daven a certain way. I said, no. You sit down and daven. But once you started davening and you burst out from within yourself with a slavis and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kavanah took you in such a place that it became a Kor Ras Godel, 100%. So he said, Yashar Koyach, for giving us this experience. Because this is something that came from Yetzem HaNefesh, and it's not something that one plants. This week we have a double parasha, Baharim B'chukoisei. So if you take a look at the parasha, B'chukoisei, so he says, Im B'chukoisei Teilechu, if you follow in my chukim. So first of all, the Loshen Im, if you follow my chukim, Loshen Im is a Loshen Tanai, a condition. If you follow my chukim is fine, and if not, not. But really, it's brought down, it says that Im is Labdavke, only a condition of Tanai. But Im, the Eibishter says, Meloshen Tachanunim. Hashem is asking, Hashem is begging, Hashem betzich by Yedn Einim. He says, Im Chukersi Talechu. He says, please, I ask you, follow in my chukim, Ves Misvarshi Tishmar Vasisim Oisim. As the Baba Chav explains, and he says that Im Chukersi Talechu, it's not just a Tanai, but it means it's an Asinas Koyach. That the Eibishter gives koyach, and he says, Im chukesi teilechu. He says that betzich, and he asks each and every one of us, but he gives us the koyach to be able to take this through. I also saw a very beautiful vart from written by the written in the name of the Minche Beluli. He says like this, Im chukesi teilechu, if you follow my chukim. What's the im? The aleph mem. So he says that the aleph mem, he says, when you take a look, throughout the centuries, unfortunately, Rachmanus Islan, the Bnei Yisrael, we've been through a lot of tzaras. And actually, today's a week since Lag BaOmer, the Hilula of the Rashbi, and the terrible, terrible tragedy that occurred in Tzvas, in Arzeinu HaKadosha, which we all know this is something which Hanistaris Lashem Elokeinu. So today's a week since then. So Klai Yisrael has been through a lot of tzaras. So he says, Imchu Kaisi Teilechu, in what zechus will we have the Geula? In what zechus we'll be able to do Torah and Mitzvahs? So he says, Im goes, Aleph Mem goes on Moshe and Aaron. That the zechus of going out of Mitzrayim, you see, Mitzrayim was Im. The zechus of Moshe and Aaron, eventually, Pari had to let the people go. And he says, further on, you take a look, when it came to Purim time, when Haman wanted to threaten the Rachman al-Islan, Lahashmidu Lahari Galabid is called Yehudim. Who was it? In the zchus of Mordechai and Esther. Im. The zchus of Mordechai and Esther that we went out of Mitzrayim. Then later he continues and he says that when you take a look, that when it came to the Golas Bavel, and based on Gemara Reish Shon, he says that it was the Adamelech Achashtasta, and also through the through Matisyahu, which is also the Im, which brought about the Geula of Hanukkah. And finally he says that Mitzvah Shem now mamish today, that the coming of Mashiach will be in the Zchus of Eliyahu Novi and Mashiach. So that's Im. So Im Chukesi Teilechu. So Yid has to know that it's not only that the Eibishter is giving us a Tanai, a condition, but we have the Koiches. The Eibishter says, Ich Betir, I'm asking you, that you have the ability to actually bring forth the Geula through Chukesi Teilechu and the Esmet Zvarisei Tishmoiru. But let's take a look further in the Pasuk. When I say further, I mean the next word. So we know that the Chazal tell us, what's a chok? Chukah chokakti, gezeirah gezarti, ve'en lecho rishus laharar achareo. A chok is, the Eibishter said, I made a chok, I made a gezeirah, ve'en lecho rishus. There's no second thoughts about it. Azeidus, that's how it is. The Eibishter decided, and chukah chokakti, gezeirah gezarti, right? So what we say is that the Indian of a chok, you cannot have any havana, any asaga, any understanding. Right? Well, because when it comes to a mitzvah, right, you either do or don't do the mitzvah. So take, for example, the mitzvah of tefillin. Right? So whether it is Moshe Rabbeinu, and who could compare, but whether it's Moshe Rabbeinu or Anoshim Karkeinu or people like us, when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, yeah, we all do the very same mitzvah. You're putting on tefillin and you're making the mitzvah. You could say the difference is when it comes to kavanas ha-mitzvahs. So by Moshe Rabbeinu, right, his kavanas ha-mitzvahs, when he's putting on tefillin, is a very, very different level. But when it comes to the ma'aseh part of the mitzvah, you either do or don't do the mitzvah. So the question is, if we're saying, imichu kaisi teilechu, that a chok, you have no havana, you have no understanding, you don't know the reason for it, how could you say teilechu? Teilechu means you will grow, you will understand, you'll have more kavana. Halicha, it's a process of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a chok, we don't have any understanding on it, right? So how could you say you'll go teilechu from one madrega to the next, from one level to the next, when you either do it or you don't? We don't have the understanding to even appreciate even the depth of a chok. So that's the first question. Also, we know when it comes to the fulfillment of mitzvahs, you have Eidus Chukim HaMishpatim. Right? Eidus testimony. Shabbos Yontim, a testimony to different times in Bris Olam in history, and the Yomim Tovim, Chukim, Kashrus, Shatnez, Paraduma, right? And Mishpatim is day-to-day life. Halachas that affect us day in, day out. So could you imagine, if you meet somebody and he tells you, tell me something about Torah. Every aspect of Torah is Kodesh Kedoshim, but most probably you'll tell him so one of the Eidus, or maybe one of the Mishpatim, right? But those are things that you feel that you could explain. So the question is, Chukim is a very narrow bound of mitzvahs. So he says, Imichu Kaisi Teilechu, if you follow my Chukim. Why do we give an example for the mitzvahs using the expression Chok? When a Chok is a mitzvah, which we don't really have the Avon about Sagi, the understanding, shouldn't you say another expression which will encompass all the mitzvahs and special things that a person can easily understand and easily comprehend? And the interesting is that when you take a look at Rashi, what does Rashi say? Im chukosi teilechu, if you follow my chukim, ves mitzvoysai tishmoiru, and you keep my mitzvahs. Right? So what does Rashi say? Ves mitzvoysai tishmoiru, havi ameilim batoira. Ameilim means you should koch, you should harva, you should delve in Torah. Amanas lishmar ulakaim, in order so you should be able to keep the mitzvahs. So really what he's saying is, the main thing is chukosi teilechu, follow my chukim. And also, keep my mitzvahs, and this will help you, right? So the question is, why use the expression chok, which is a very narrow band of mitzvahs? Interesting is that he uses the lashon sheteyu ameilim b'toira. You should koch in Toira. I'm not sure where else you will find in the chumashim, in chumash, or elsewhere. Rashi should dafka put ameilim b'toira when he talks about limud haTorah. Why dafka over here? Why dafka over here? So if you take a look in, based on the Gemara Tesis and Brachas, he says that Sefer Vayikra is hachomer shebesforim. Vayikra is the most difficult to understand, to learn of the Chamisha Chumash haTorah. So therefore, the reason why at the end of Mechukosai, we mentioned she'omol b'Torah, that you have to kachzach and you have to harva, you have to really delve in the learning of Torah, to tell us is that Vayikra, actually, you're coming to the end, you should know that this is a chomer she'b'Torah. It's the most difficult for the Kabbonis to understand it, to comprehend it, and to take it forward. So dafka, he dafka finishes Mechukosai with this to show us the chashivas of omol of Torah, and also how this connects, I suppose, with the Kabbonis and everything else that comes with it, which represents the union of Kirov. It's interesting is that the Alter Rebbe also brings in the Kutta Torah, and he says, at the beginning of Vayikra, Adam ki yakriv mikem, a person that brings a carbon mikem. So we know the word yakriv means Kirov. The whole idea of a carbon is to be close, and mikem, he says, from yourself. That the whole idea of a carbon is to possibly transform our nefesh bahamas, our physical self. For us to be able to become Torah Yidden of Yerushalayim, has to be a transformation from within ourselves. And finally, one more very beautiful question. And that is, so he says, Im chukosi teilechu v'simsfersi teshmar v'sisa moysam. Then the pasuk continues, pasuk dalad, v'nosati gishmeichem v'itom, and I will give you rain in the season. Here, the Rebbe asked a very beautiful question, and he asked as follows this. We know, we all learn Pirkei Avos, we can Pesach and Atzeres and Shavuos, and during the summertime, the Mishnah says, we don't serve the Eibishter, Amanas, the Kabbal Pras, to be able to receive a reward. We don't serve the Eibishter for that. So how is it possible that the Torah says, Imechukosi teilechu, v'esmitzvaysi tishmaru, v'nasati, and I will give you rain in the season, meaning that the reward for the limud haTorah and the Kiyum HaMitzvos is rain, is gashmius, in such a direct way? None of that. The Gemara says, "Venasati, kol hanoisein be'ain yofanoisein." You know, when you're giving tzedakah, right? When somebody's giving tzedakah, you're ready to give it with a smile, be'ain yofes. So you give it with a positive eye. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Venasati, I will give you gishmeichem b'itam, rain in the season," means that it's a direct reward. But schar mitzvah b'hay amalekam. It says the schar mitzvah we don't have in this world. Not only that, schar mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. So how he suddenly saying in a satik shvekibit? He should have said, "Im chukesi telechu, you'll get tzchar and erilim haba in the world to come, and also, Mr. Shem, you'll have a good life as a byproduct of it." But to say lachatchilav in a sati that the reward of mitzvahs is gashmius and also gishmeichem, that's taking it to a very, very different level. Just what? So he says like this. He says that when the Torah says, Im chukosi teilechu, when I follow my chukim, so we're not only talking about mitzvahs that are chukim, right, for shteitzach, but he says the word chukosai comes from the word chakika, which means engraved. Something that is engraved, something that is part and part of something that it can never come apart. So let's take a look in Torah, right? Let's take a look in Torah itself. So in Torah itself, you have Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh, and then you have the Luchos. Right? So when you take a Sefer Torah, right, or Tefillin or Mezuzahs, what is it? You have ink on parchment. So the ink and the parchment are Shnei Dvarim Nefrodim. They're two separate things. The ink and the parchment. And what do? You take two separate things and you put it together and it becomes one. But I'm sure everybody, at least once in their lifetime, has been in a shul where the Sefer Torah had to go back in Middle Kriya, right? I would think so, right? You know, and the reality is a mezuzah, unfortunately, it could become a shiloh, apostle, tefillin, the mezuzahs, right? The ink could come off the parchment. So you have one thing is the ink and the parchment become one, but they could go apart. The luchos were chakika, were engraved through and through, that whatever side you look at it, you always see the letters, but most importantly, it can never part. They become one thing fully, totally one thing, that they can never part from each other. That it becomes one mitzias, a dover echad, a one thing. So, what does it mean? So, what he's saying is, what does it mean? He says like this. In our own avodas ha'adam, and as I said before about avodas ha'tfila, avoda means it's not just we passively go through our day, we're davening, we're learning, we're doing panasa, you're doing baruch shem mishpacha and everything else is, but avoda means harvanya. You have to work on it. It's something that takes a lot of energy. You know, generally when you work on something and you really put yourself into it, it tires you, right? So the Avodas Adam, what he's saying is the whole idea of Chukaisi Chakika is something that has to transform from within. And what's the chat how? He says like this, there are certain times, let's say we're davening. You're putting on your talis, you're putting on tefillin, you're davening. Right? That is similar to ink on parchment. We're going into shul or whatever one is davening, you're putting on your talis, tefillin, you're davening. So whilst you're davening, you feel connected and you're there and you're very present. But we take off the talis and tefillin, we could go out into the day, into the world, and sometimes an hour or two later, maybe 20 minutes later, we even forgot. Could be that we davened. Why? Because whilst we were davening, we were connected, we were there, and we had our avodas adam. But once we finished davening, and we don't necessarily feel it. How many times we're learning Torah, doing a mitzvah, whilst we're involved, v'chai b'hem, but as soon as we finish, you go off to work, the mind goes elsewhere. So that is one madrega. It's a bit like Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzahs. That whilst you're doing the mitzvah, whilst you're learning Torah, you're connecting. But it's even a greater madrega, and that is that long after you take a Vitas and Tefillin, long after you finish the Blat Gemara, right, or Maamar Chassidus, or Atesis, or Masha, long after you're doing a mitzvah, the inspiration, the koyach, and the slavas of that mitzvah is with you a whole day. Why? Because it's be'oifin shel chakika. Because we became one with the Noisin HaTorah, and we became one with the Mekayim HaMitzvahs. And this is not an easy avoda for somebody to be able to say that, you know what, that taka my davening and my learning is v'chai behem, it's be'oifin shel chakika. It means that it's transformational the whole time. You know, when it comes, first and foremost, as we spoke about our own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I said, Avodas Adam. Interesting is that the Torah doesn't use the expression Avodas Ish. It's Avodas Adam. Adam Adam Elyon. A person is created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the challenge is that our relationship with Hashem should be such that it should be chakika engraved that in any difficult and challenging situation that we're in, chas v'sholom, our emunas Hashem and yiras Hashem and avos Hashem should not for a minute diminish. Why? Because it's chakika. Nothing could change it. Nothing can move it. I was listening to a little clip from a father who, Rahman al-Islam, most horrific, you know, situation. So, like Bahim in Iran, there was a father, he lost a son. And one of the things he said was, you know, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter said that his son belongs to Rashbi. And he took him there, right? He says, but I asked the Eibishter of one thing. He said, you took my son and you have my son. But please don't take away my emunah. Please don't take away my emunah, Hashem. Could you imagine going through such sorrow, such a loss? you know, parents have to rachmana l'shlan bury a child. And what does he say? Don't take away my emunah. And that is imichu kreisi teilechu. That not only are we saying is that when it comes to general, not only mitzvahs that are chukim, but each and every mitzvah that we do should be the oifim shel chakika. You know how many times we could be talking to family, to spouse, our children, and we're distracted. We're not present. Today with modern technology and so many different things. And I think that the whole idea of imchu kreisi teilechu, you know, we cannot have a healthy relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless we have a healthy relationship, first of all, with ourselves. To be at peace with who we are. To be able to understand and to appreciate we have chesroinus, but we also have milas. I remember many, many years ago, talking about, this was probably in the mid-60s, early 70s, somebody came to the Rebbe in Yechidus in New York in 770. And he told the Rebbe about a certain person who was running a moisit. And he told the Rebbe, he said, listen, I know that yesterday's talk was about Lashon Hara. He told the Rebbe, he said that, you know, Litayelis, and he mentioned to the Rebbe that this person, or so who's running a moisit, and he said there's certain chesroinus about him. He's not this, and he's not that, and there's another issue, and there's another problem. And the Rebbe listened to it. And then the Rebbe turned to him, he said, about Ehoteich Milas, does he also have good things about himself? And the question is, what are we focusing on? Sure, everybody has chesroinus. Nobody's perfect. But the question is, what do we see within a person? So when you look at another yid, do we say that what do we see? We see the chait, the chesaron, what is wrong? Or do you see the potential in a person? Do you see that each and every yid, as the Alter Rebbe brings in Tani from the Zohar, is a chelik alakam imal mamash? Every yid is chakik, is chokik l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So even sometimes when a child has made a left instead of a right, we have to know that what does the Zohar say? Every yid is precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like bovas eina, like the retina, like the eye is precious to a person. But for us to be able to see this in somebody else, first thing is we have to be chakika. Our relationship with Hashem has to be healthy. So as I'm saying is, we cannot have a healthy relationship with Hashem if we don't have a healthy relationship with our own family, with other people. Why? Because there's a Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu in each and every single one of us. And finally, I mentioned before the Stalin of Chassid, who went and he davened Bislavas. That is Chukoise Chakika. That is something that came from himself. It was something that was so engraved in him. But it came through years of Avoida. You know, we asked before, the Rav said yes or no. Because it's not about throwing a quarter into the machine and suddenly I'm going to daven in a certain way. It's about being an Ish Emes to oneself. But now we have the question, how does the Torah say, V'nasati gishmeichem v'itam, I will give you rain in the season, v'amino oschar mitzvah v'hai amalekem. Ati kavod v'shashu seraf. By the way, there's another shayla, and that it's brought out in the Torah's koinim. He says like this, that in days of Mashiach, that the day that you plant, everything will grow. Right? You plant, you'll have fruits, you'll have the flowers, you'll have the trees, Eitz Asa, the Yitim period, everything will happen right then and there. All the Madan will be offered. We'll have everything, the Benissim in their flies. Everything happens right then and there that day. So the question is, if the Rambam says that in the days of Mashiach, lo yehei oisa kol ha'olam, ela ladas is avayim levad, only to know Hashem, only to know the Eibush there. So why suddenly are we saying is when Mashiach comes, there'll be Madanim ka'afar, everything will grow in this same time, right? And at the very same day? What the Rambam says, ladas is Hashem levad. That when Mashiach comes, all we'll be thinking about is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we'll have to work to pay some taxes. That's what Torah wants, right? But at the end of the day, it will all be about Ladas es Hashem Levat. You know, interesting is we say in the end of Aleinu, we say every day, V'nemar, V'hoya Hashem L'melech HaKol Aretz, the Eibishter will be a Melech HaKol, by Yom Ahu, in that day, Yeah, Hashem Echad Shmoy Echad. The Eibishter and His name will be one. At the moment when we look at the world, or when we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad Shmoy Echad, Chas V'Shalom Kav Yochad, almost, I'm not going to say it looks like two separate things, but we don't necessarily see it in the street that Hashem and His name is one. Bayemuhu, when Mashiach will come. You know, Chassidus explains that every time we make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Melech Olam. Melech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einoid Melvadoi, the Melech Machem Loch Mekadosh Baruch Hu. Olam, as we know, the word Olam, world, comes from the Lashon Helem, Behester, which is hidden. So every time you make a bracha, you are revealing the Melech in the Helem, in the hidden part of the world. So finally, so how we saying is, when the Sati Gishmechem Yitim, I'll give you rain in the season, just what? Torah is Torah is our life, right? And the Yid knows that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into this world, why? Because really, every Dovi Gashmi, anything physical, anything material, is Kedusha, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just at the moment it's Helam, it's concealed, we don't see it. So therefore, what he's saying is that Adrabba, when Mashiach comes, we'll be living on such a Madrega that we'll see the Ruchnis in the Gashmis. When you look around, you won't see Gashmis. Every time you'll see a tree, I suppose, is there to give you shade, to sit and learn, to be able to make a bracha. So the Gashmis is Ruchnis. V'nasati Gishmechem Itim, I'll give you rain in the season. That's what? So when a Yid uses their Gashmis for Ruchnis, the Eibishter says, you know what? I'm going to give you even more Gashmis. Why? Because your Gashmis is really Ruchnis. When a Yid gives tzedakah, and by the way, being a Gabbai Tzedakah, I remember, and I'm sure many of us in our young age, in maybe in yeshiva or different times, I remember, so we were running a gemach. So you run a gemach. So you have no money, get other people's money. To be a Gabbai Tzedakah, right, it means giving tzedakah, but tzedakah also means a shmechel ton a yidin, to smile to a yid, to call somebody up and ask them, how are you? So ton a tevi, to do a favor for another yid. That's also, so when the Eibishter sees that you're following my chukim, as mitzvayse tishmaru, you're being a meilim b'toira, you're kachizich and your heart being in toira, it's bursting from yourself. So finally what happens is, he says, v'nasati gishmeichem, I will give you more gashmias. Why? Because your gashmias is really ruchnias. So the more we use what we have, whether it's financial or it's our personal koiches, to connect to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Torah Tevet, to Noch HaYidin, so the Eibishter says, ah, you're using my gashmias for ruchnias. So really, your gospel, your materialism is ruchnis, is kedusha. So he says, I'm going to give you more. And I'm going to give you more, Mitzvah Shem. Why? Because I want to invest in you. Because you're taking my investment and you're taking it forth in a way that by you, everything that is gashmis is really ruchnis. So the Eibishter should help that we are now a week from Lag BaOmer and Kedai Hurash be Lismichalov, as we say, and this week is Parshas Chazak. Chazak, Chazak, when it's Chazek, and it's the end of Chumash Vayikra. So we should talk about Zoyche, that we should all be able to Shetei Melim B'Torah in a way that whether it's Eidus, Chukum, or Mishpatim, should be Be'efen Shel Chakika, it should be in such a way that it's Chokuk, it's part and parcel of who we are. And if we do that, you know, finally, I will just finish off that some years ago, Sabayos in our shul in Beis Gavriel, I asked one of the young guys, I said, tell me, what can I do to encourage the young chevra? For his Eidus and Torah, Tefillah, and Yerushimayim, and Chassidus, and everything. He said to me, don't try too hard, it will backfire. He said, just be who you are. Be a dug mechaya, v'chay behem. If you do what you have to, automatically everybody else will do. And that's chakika for our families, even for us, for everybody, for us to be that role model of being chokek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we do that automatically, Mr. Shem, we'll be a hislavis, and we'll be a shining example for everybody around us, and they should help that we should talk and be able to achieve it, and we should all be able to prepare for Zman Simchaseinu, which is our chasna, which is the from Matan Torah, and we should have a Kabbalah Satorah b'simcha b'pnimis. Amen.